It was 20 years ago this week that François Luambo Makiadi died, or more simply, Franco. He was a major music figure in Africa, known and still remembered as the king of Congolese rumba. Franco's music-making career ended when he died of AIDS in 1989. He was adored across Africa, and that's part of the reason the 20th anniversary of Franco's death is prompting all sorts of appreciations of his life this week. One person who met Franco in the last years of his life was Banning Air. He's senior editor for the PRI program Afropop Worldwide and its sister website, afropop.org. Banning, tell us when and where you met Franco.
I met Franco on my very first trip to Africa in December of 1987. I was there with Sean Barlow gathering material for Afropop. We were in Kinshasa, and we were really just trying to figure out the whole landscape of Congolese music. And we knew Franco was important, but I don't think we quite realized, I certainly didn't realize how important he was. We met him in front of his house. I guess he was already sick. He was losing weight, although I didn't notice at the time. He still seemed a very grand and impressive figure. And we just had a brief chat with him. He said, well, we're going to play a gig in Gabon if you want to come along. Of course, he wasn't offering to take us there. So we spent a while in a travel agency trying to arrange a last-minute flight to Gabon. And it proved so complicated that we eventually abandoned it. And I've always regretted a little bit, because that turned out to probably be the last chance I ever was going to have to actually see Franco perform, which never happened.
Sadly, that guitar career ended abruptly in 1989 when he died from complications from AIDS. He could perhaps be called the Rock Hudson of Africa, sort of the first celebrity face that people could actually put to the disease. Did Franco ever use his bully pulpit as a celebrity musician to talk about HIV/AIDS or any other social ills in Africa?
Well, yes and no, as is the case with so many things with Franco. There's sort of two sides to the story. He never actually, unlike Rock Hudson, he never admitted that he had AIDS, and many of his relatives still deny it. But at the same time, one of the last songs he recorded was a very frank and straightforward warning about AIDS, Attention à Sida, Look Out for AIDS, in which he basically said anyone can get it. And that song was very important, and many people take it as a kind of a tacit admission that that's what he died of. But if you asked him straight up, as some did, he denied that that was what he had.
And, of course, the late 1980s, too. I mean, this is against the political backdrop of the dictator of Congo at the time, Mobutu Sese Seko, who really was at the heights of his power in those years. What about Franco's political significance? It's hard to imagine that he'd have been a major critic of Mobutu.
It was a very complex dance. He would play one side of the coin and then with the next breath seem to be playing the other. And their debates will go on forever about what did he really mean in that song? Was this, he seemed to be talking about a lazy man in the famous 1985 song Mario, who sits back and lives high on the hard work of others. But was he really talking about Mobutu, you know? I mean, these debates will go on forever, because he never came out and stated a clear position. He wasn't a political firebrand. He wasn't a man of causes exactly. But he was an extremely astute social critic, and he was quite a gamesman. So it's certainly possible to imagine that there were, you know, sort of hidden or semi-hidden machinations behind the lyrics of many of these songs.
Well, you mentioned Mario, his big 1985 hit, a 14-minute epic tale of a gigolo who lives off his older lover. Despite what it might have meant to Mobutu, it certainly packed the floors in Africa in the 1980s with these fantastic guitar licks and dubious love lyrics. Banning Air, senior editor for Afropop.org, thanks very much.
Thank you.
The music of Franco, the late but always great Franco, closes our show today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.
The World's Global Hit Podcast is brought to you in part by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting innovative initiatives that save lives from sudden cardiac arrest. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.